Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord. I think we are all edified on our inside by the songs which we heard this morning. Very soon this day is coming where there will be no sorrow, no pain. Oh, what a glorious day this will be, brothers and sisters. We are all waiting for it. For this glorious day, yes, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament declare the hands of His, the works of His hands. Everything testifies of the Creator, of His glory, of His power, of His love, and we are so grateful that we can believe His precious word in this serious time, in such a unfalsified way. And by this the whole counsel was declared. The words of life we may hear. Also this morning, all of us, we were welcomed already, and this we do again, in the name of the Lord. Feel at home in the presence of the Lord, also all those who are joining us online. I think also we want to sing a couple of choruses to the Lord, and then Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word of introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us together. Let us start with song number 20 from this little booklet, right at the end. Very soon, oh how nice, we will go there. Number 18, Jesus, Jesus, sweetest name I know. Let us sing chorus number 18. I know in whom I believe.
Oder 16. Entschuldigung, das ist Nummer 16.
Nummer 16.
Excuse me, number 16.
Doch ich weiß ja, an wen ich glaube.
But I know whom I have believed. All right, then we see number 12. Sorry. Number 12. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Number 10.
Ich weiß, der Herr, bahnt den Weg für mich.
I know the Lord will make it long. Let us sing number 3. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Number 3. number two. I love him, I love him. Number five, and then Brother Alfred comes. We'll give the glory to Jesus. And thanks for these wonderful songs which we heard and these choruses which we have sung with all our hearts for the glory of God. We'll give the glory only to Jesus. Praise and thanks. Therefore, we have come this morning here. I hope that we have come with a great expectation to receive the blessing of God which He prepared for us this morning. May the Lord really prepare us for this. Before we pray together, I would like to read a word from Romans chapter 16. I ask that we stand up for it. Romans chapter 16 from verse 25. Here Paul writes to the Romans, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the purpose to work obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen."
Amen.
We ask now Brother Schmidt to come to pray with us. Great God, what a privilege you have given to us. Lord Jesus, we thank you that in you all the promises are yes and amen. We receive them as you left them to us. My God, thanks be to you. As we have sung already, you have prepared the way for us. You went before us, Lord. Give us all grace that we follow you, O God, for Lord in heaven, you are the one who made the beginning, and you will complete it until the end. Great God, please bless us here at this place who we are gathered here. Bless also all over who are listening and who are watching, O God. Lord in heaven, although it's just a picture, yet you are everywhere present and your word accomplishes for what it was sent for. Please give grace that it's not only here as a witness, but that it might accomplish in everyone who hears it. I thank you. Be with us. Bless us all here. Bless all, as we said, all who are joining us online. O God, bless and anoint thy word and the lips through which you will speak. We want to hear what your word, what you are saying by your Spirit. You are still speaking today. Be merciful. We thank you for it. And we ask for your blessing.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. It's really like this, that it is a day, that it is a time as it was never on the earth before. And if our Lord said in Matthew 24:14, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. And whoever then has read the church history, knowing how a living stone went there and somebody else went to China and somebody else traveled to Indonesia and somebody else to Africa, but a time in which God's word is reaching really all the continents, all the languages, such a time didn't exist before. Yesterday, there were 988 computers connected all over the earth. They were listening. They were watching from the rising of the sun unto its going down, from all peoples and tongues. We have received greetings via telephone. Some of them I've written down. It was really from all over the world, from Melbourne, Australia, from Kinshasa, from Abidjan, from Port Elizabeth, from Edmonton, Canada. All are sending greetings. Then the many emails, I will not read all of them. Everywhere the people have heard, have seen, and they were blessed. One email from the city of Berlin. With all my heart, I thank for the powerful 2 hours in which the word of the Lord was preached, was taught. And then, in your commission, you must also correct errors. Beloved, it's really like this. As Paul has made it then, he preached the truth, as we also read it in Romans, the last chapter. But he had also to deal with all the things which are not in agreement with God and his word. He had to deal with them and he had to correct them so that the true believers are really settled and remain in the word of truth without mixing and without deception. Then we have greetings from the Ukraine, from Brother Majar, and just greetings from all over. And also, we are greeting from this place all very warmly. And in particular, I would like to welcome all ministering brethren, really from all tongues and from all peoples. I want to welcome you very warmly. What good would it be if I would travel somewhere and there would be no brothers in all these countries, in all these cities, which can carry on the word and which can give out the spiritual food? I would come and I would go. And what then? God took care for it, that in all peoples and in all tongues, that there are brothers who have responsibility before God to preach the precious word and to give out the spiritual food. Yesterday I forgot to mention two brothers, Brother John from Bucharest and Brother Forestieri from Italy. We are just so grateful that the Lord has in all peoples, in all tongues, He has taken care for it, that His word can keep on running. Yesterday, Brother Trabani told me, Brother Frank, exactly 45 years ago, you preached in the city of Dečín, and I've heard the word there. And from the very first moment on, I received the word and I believed it. All of us who we are here today, we believe with all our hearts every word of God. And let us say this, all who found grace in the sight of God, they recognize also that it's not only about religion, not only about a denomination, but it's really about the word which God promised for this time to give the calling out, to give the preparation. It's about the separation of the Church of Jesus Christ. And we are just so grateful that also concerning the ministry of Brother Branham, we recognized that he was not just someone, but he was a man sent from God with the word of God addressed to the people of God. That's how it was then with John the Baptist. He was not just someone. He was a man sent from God with the word of the hour to prepare the way for the Lord. And as I said many times, brothers and sisters, no man of God prepares a way for himself. No one testifies of himself. By the testimony of Jesus Christ, we prepare the way to bring bride and bridegroom together, so that the people are really joined with God by grace. Then I would like to greet especially our brothers from Africa, welcoming them, and in particular our brother from Burkina Faso. What was it? 2 years ago, we preached there. And if one thinks today on this, on Mali and all the countries which are in trouble, I think, of course, on it. When I was preaching in the city of Cairo, I was preaching in Damascus, in all these countries and cities, I've preached. And what is today? But the Lord is calling out. And I would like to ask that our brother, I hope I will spell his name properly, Brother Thierry, please come and pray with us. Brother Arben will translate him. And Brother Didier will also pray with us. Please come, both of you, come to the front, and we stand up for it. Brother Arben comes, and he will translate. Lord Almighty God, we are grateful to be in your presence. Thank you for your holy and precious word which we heard. And the word will bring forth fruit richly. Bless us this morning. Lead everything, lead us. Glorify thy holy name. May thy word be preached with boldness and power by your servant. To you be the glory, in Jesus' name.
Seigneur notre Dieu,
Herr unser Gott,
Lord our God,
dans cette vie que nous espérons en toi,
in diesem Leben haben wir nur einige Hoffnung, das bist du.
In this life we have only one hope, and this is you. And if we would not have this hope, we would be the most miserable people on the earth. But we believe your promises. We know that they are yes and amen. And your return is very near. You are at the door. Please prepare our hearts so that we are ready for this hour and day. Thank you for your holy word which you have given to us in this hour. Bless every heart, bless every soul, so that we walk in such a way and that we focus on you. Bless your servant, bless all your people worldwide. May this living hope be in our hearts, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Once again, this is the day. This is the day. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Kupfer is also sending greetings. Time and again, I will forget names. But the Lord doesn't overlook anyone. He remembers all. He knows where they stay and what they need. Now just coming back to yesterday, let me just say it here very clearly, that really no one knows the day and hour. And that also this year, we will just commit it to the Lord. And so that all know that we are planning also in future, God willing, in the next year, We will make a nice Israel trip so that all who were not there yet, so that they can be there, so that really all know that we are very normal in the head and in the heart and in the thought, in the mind, and in that what we believe. One thing we emphasized, this year can become a special year. You know, in the Old Testament, there were 7 times 7 years. Then came the year of Jubilee, and the trumpet was blown. A year of Jubilee was called out. All could go out free. And in Luke chapter 4, our Lord recited the word from Isaiah 61, and he said, "This is the acceptable year of the Lord, the acceptable year of the Lord, where there's liberty, where liberty was preached to all who were bound." So please, understand everything the right way. You know my statement. Whoever is right in his heart will understand all things the right way. Now just briefly, what we touched upon a bit yesterday. 1933, Brother Branham had seen 7 main visions which would come to fulfillment before the return of Jesus Christ. And one of the visions was that a car would drive without somebody sitting at the steering wheel, fully automatically. Yesterday, you can all take it out from the internet. It's written black and white. It's a very, very new, a full automatic car in the traffic. It just drives through very busy roads of the city of Braunschweig. Braunschweig is a city. Whoever travels to Berlin from here, he leaves Braunschweig at the right side and Wolfsburg at the left. Then he continues to Berlin. God really took care for it, that right in our country it had to happen. You all know many things are happening on the earth, and God just led it in such a way that we can see everything with open eyes, that we can place everything biblically. But the most precious and valuable placing is that we know that God has sent his servant and prophet not to only announce 7 things which would take place as the last ones, as the last one Brother Branham saw, all of America in flames, going up in flames. He said details about it, what would happen with the city of Rome, who would do it, who would make the judgments. Everything was said. We will not go into details. For us, it's really about the main thing. And we rejoice about nothing else. We rejoice about the calling out. We rejoice about the last message which the Lord has given. Now, yesterday, we also mentioned what goes on from the Vatican with the ecumenism. It's written here, 349 churches and denominations and Christian fellowships, and how the Pope was quoting Ephesians 4, verse 4 to 6, and also John 17, so that they all might be one. And all of us, we know precisely there will be two unities, the one worldwide under the Antichrist, and the other unity under Jesus Christ, the head of the church. And also this, one has to say here clearly, that what the Lord has said to his church in his word, this he didn't say to any other church or denomination. All can do what they like. God never intervened with any denomination. God lets all walk their own ways, and he will speak judgment. It's about the church. It's about the calling, about the called out church, about the blood-bought flock. Let everyone else go his own way. Let each one decide what they believe, what they teach, and what they do. Our decision, God made. We believe as the scripture says. We are doing what the scripture says. God's word is that has become the lamp unto our feet. Yes, here are all the descriptions. We will not go into detail here. God, in any case, he took care for it. Before really the last hour, before really the last moment comes to its end, he has taken care that the message of calling out was given, which we have heard and believed by faith. Then the next was with Israel. And this just hurts the most. Since 1993, the Vatican has diplomatic relations with Israel. Man doesn't have to really think about all this. And it's reported here. All the sites which were under Jordanian rulership are now under the rulership of the Vatican. And as the last thing, it's only about Mount Zion, about the upper room where the Last Supper took place and where the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place. And one of the most terrible things is that even the wailing wall shall come under international right. The wailing wall in Jerusalem, which stands at the end of the Temple Mount, and where the Jews are coming from all over the world and are praying there, the most holy place for the people of Israel. Also, this wailing wall shall no longer remain for the people of Israel, but it shall come under the international right. O God, that's how one could cry out. What happened to your people? Because it missed the day of God's gracious visitation at that time. O Jerusalem, if thou would have known this hour what serves for your peace, but now it's hidden from your eyes. And then our Lord In Luke 21:24, he had to say, with pain, Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And then the wonderful word in Zechariah,
God
will receive his people on the holy ground again. We spoke about it. God will not go to the city of New York or any capital of the world. God will take care, as it's manifested already now, that all who were pardoned by God, they will return home. And from the more than 7 millions, about 5.5 millions are Jews. They are now in Israel. And we are just grateful that we can recognize by this that the time has drawn very near now. Because that's how our Lord said it repeatedly. When you see that the fig tree becomes tender, that the Jews are returning, this is the time. And then it's written, this generation, this kindred shall not pass until everything has been fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, the Lord says. But my words shall never pass away. Now, to close this subject with Israel and the Vatican and all that, what is going on, to close it, one really has to read the prophet Daniel, and one has to read Revelation 13, one has to read Revelation 17, and then going up to chapter 18, where the call goes forth from heaven, ye my people, come out, be ye separate. In the last verse, in chapter 17, one could actually read it, what is written here in the Word of God about the last world capital. Here it's written in Revelation 17, verse 18, and the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Has Berlin, has Paris, has London the rule? No, no one, no one of them has the rulership.
And
one just has to emphasize this once again, brothers and sisters, that God used Brother Branham to put the word of prophecy upon the lampstand. And he said time and again, at evening time there shall be light. All who we are here today, all of us, we were in darkness, just as all the others also. And God has given grace. The light was given to us. And the words of promise, the words of the covenant, we heard. Today I brought with me the picture of the Ark of the Covenant. I brought it with me. The Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament, then also in the New Testament, it had a very special meaning. Moses had to build the ark. And the lid, the cover, was out of pure gold. And here the priest, once in a year, He had to go and to enter the most holy place to bring the sacrifice for himself and for the people. And then in Hebrews 9, according to this word, our Lord entered the most holy place and he placed his blood upon the mercy seat. The judgment seat became the mercy seat, and the blood speaks for us. But in this ark of the covenant, unto which the blood was applied, there was the word of the living God. And that's what's all about today. God made a covenant with us. In the ark of the covenant, in this covenant, there's no interpretation at all. There are only the original words of our God and nothing else. And therefore, we time and again are grateful that we have returned to the beginning, to the origin we have been brought back. And the main subject remains the promised return of our Lord. And all of us, we know what's all about. And in Romans, the last chapter, that's how we all read it. Paul expressed what was commanded to him, what belonged to his ministry, to his commission, which he had to carry out. That we at the end of the time of grace, that we have a special responsibility, we were acquainted with it and trusted. We all know this. Not only that God revealed his word in every way, not only that, but he has really given us the responsibility to carry and preach his holy and precious word in such a way as it is according to the new covenant. And we all read it with all our hearts from Romans chapter 16. And at every verse, one could stop. Verse 25. Now to him that is of power to establish you, not only he as a preacher, but you who you are hearing the preaching, you who you believe what is preached, he has given you the power to be established according to the gospel which was given to him. And as he said, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Very powerful. And it was mainly Paul who preached about predestination, about election. It's not a coincidence that you, that I, that we can believe God before the foundation of the world. He knew who would receive and who would reject. And he could write the names of all them who would receive and accept, could write them into the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. As Paul expresses here, now, not only before that, not someone in the future, no, 26, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the purpose to work obedience of faith. God has for everything a specific time. Also, every revival had its time. Blessings, teachings. I like this word, now at the end. Not only earlier on, today in our time, now is the day of salvation. Now the full revelation of the word and will of God is. Now is the insight and introduction into that what God decided and has hidden before the foundation of the world. But now it was made manifest. And this I really like. I like it with all my heart. By the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God. Yes. Not hanging in the air somewhere, but settled, grounded upon the statements of the prophets, grounded, established on what God has said in His Word. Is this not the kernel of our proclamation? That we take the Old and the New Testament together, seeing what God promised and how He then fulfills it. The last verse. Now, to God, the only wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Amen.
As written, we say Amen. In the first chapter, addressed to the Romans, Paul said, for what he was called for and for what he was sent for. Verse 1 and 2. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to preach the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Thanks be to God for the Old and for the New Testament. Our Lord, in Luke 24, He summarized it. What was written in Moses, in the Psalms, and in the prophets. And He has opened the understanding for the Scripture. This reminds me on Matthew 13, probably 50 and 51. After the Lord has spoken the parable, He said to His disciples, Matthew 13, He will read verses Matthew 13, verse 51 and 52. Have ye understood all these things? They answered to Him, yes, Lord. Brothers and sisters, have we understood all the things which the Lord spoke to us, what He revealed to us from His Word? Did we understand all things the right way? Did we place everything correctly? Did we have ears to hear? Did we have eyes to see and hearts to receive? And then comes the answer in verse 52. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scholar which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Then, if we understood it, if it was revealed to us, then we may pass it on. And then all who receive it, all will get the same revelation by grace. And then between the proclamation and between them who hear it, there will be no difference anymore, but they all will be taught by God. The main subject for this morning we have in 1 Peter chapter 2. And here it's the verses, I would say from verse 6 on. 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture. Please, Scripture, again Scripture, in that what was written already, what was already in the Old Testament, in the Scripture, it says, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be put to shame. A very powerful word with so much truth penetrated. He who puts his trust in him, he who hears him, he who understands what he says, he who is joined with him, he will be edified unto a habitation of God in the Spirit. To some, a stone of stumbling, and to the others, a rock of salvation. He the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Received by the one and by the others rejected. But here the emphasis, in the Scripture, it says, it's Isaiah 28. One can take Isaiah 8 also to it, and also other Scriptures. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be put to shame. Already in the Old Testament, when God was negotiating with Israel, it's written a wonderful word in the prophet Isaiah. In the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43, here the word precious is not only applied to the Redeemer, but also to the redeemed, referred to the redeemed. Isaiah 43, verse 4. For thou art precious in my eyes. You are precious for me. Amen. Precious for me. Perhaps not for someone else. Who has some value for someone else? We are all despised. Are you precious for the neighbors? Are you precious at work? Not at all. But in the eyes of God, the redeemed are precious. Their value, and He, the precious cornerstone, has a precious church. Here we read it again. Because thou art precious in my sight. Verse 4. Thou hast been honorable for me. My purchased possession. Did the Lord pay a price for something else? Did He shed His precious blood for someone else? No, only for His own church, which makes up His body, which makes up His bride. Because thou wast precious in my sight, honorable. He, as the head, needed a body. He needed a church. As the first Adam, so he needed a Eve. And if we go through the Holy Scripture, then God just meant well with Israel and also with the church. Now we read this verse to the end. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. That's how it was in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, He has given Himself for us. Then are coming all these verses, also in chapter 43, Isaiah 43, verse 10, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Verse 15, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Then verse 21, this people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. This people, which I redeemed, which I purchased, which is precious in my sight, this people shall show forth my praise. Chapter 44, verse 3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. So I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. One could read on word by word. As the comparison, I read the two Psalms. I have them in my remembrance, which we looked at recently here. When the Lord God has turned the captivity, the fate of his people. And when he brought them back to their holy ground, it's Psalms 126 and Psalms 137. And here, in Psalms 137, the past is described. In Psalms 126, the presence is described. That what God has done. Psalms 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. One really has to imagine this. They were taken out from the country. They left everything behind. Families were separated. Everything was taken into captivity, sitting by the rivers of Babylon. Babylon means confusion. Babel means the gate of God, and Babylon means confusion. There, by the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and we wept when we remembered Zion. We all looked at it. The people there, they said, sing us a song. And they couldn't do it. And they said, how can we, verse 4, Psalms 137, verse 4, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And then when they returned to the ground which was theirs, and we can go to Ezra, we can go to Nehemiah, we can go back to the men of God to know what happened there. Psalms 126, once again, from the beginning, Psalms 126, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing and joy. The thought came to me, brothers and sisters, that we have to become more grateful for that what God has done by His grace. We are, of course, not sitting anymore by the rivers of captivity of all what happened there. By grace, we have been brought back. We returned to the biblical ground, to the land of promise. We returned. Our mouth should be filled with laughter, and our tongue should be with singing and jubilating, because God has done great things for us. And that's how it is written here. At that time, verse 2, then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with joy. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. So, the comparison, what happened, what was once upon a time, and what then happened by grace, when God turned the captivity, when God turned the faith, and when the temple was again built. One can read it, especially in the prophet Zechariah. But now, coming back to our word from 1 Peter, chapter 2, here something very powerful is said. It's emphasized here. It's emphasized. Let us read once again, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. We read it. Let us read verse 7. He who believeth on him shall not be put to shame. End of verse 6. And now verse 7. Unto you therefore, who trust and believe, he is precious. But unto the unbelievers, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is made the chief cornerstone. We all know this is Psalms 118. And it was really a miracle in the eyes of those who have passed on the word. Let us read from Psalms 118 to have the precise connection. Psalms 118 from verse 22. Psalms 118 verse 22. The stone which the builders rejected is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Now just imagine what is written then in verse 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, giving him the glory. What is being said here? The builders have rejected the stone. They have been put to shame. It's marvelous in our eyes. And to be honest, 4,000 years have passed since Adam, when the Lord has given the promise in Genesis 3 that the seed of God would come through the woman to bruise the head of the serpent. And when our Lord came to his own, his own received him not. But all who received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God, namely them who believe on his name. Then this is the day which the Lord has made. For some, that they stand up, that they put their trust in the Lord, and that they receive by faith what was prepared for us. And for the others who remain in disobedience, they stumble at the word. And it's written here, to what they are also appointed to. This is one of the words, of the many words, which hurt very much. They hurt very much. If one puts his trust in him, and if one knows that he is the rock of salvation, who already was accompanying Israel, who Moses has smitten, out of which the living water came forth, then we are just grateful and happy. But the other side is with the unbelievers. And the unbelievers are not somewhere in the world. The unbelievers and the believers both were in Israel. Now it's the same. He who doesn't believe among the believers, he stumbles. But he who believes among the believers, he is edified. Because he has put his trust in the Lord. Let us read verse 8 in 1 Peter chapter 2. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Disobedience is a curse. Disobedience cannot stand before God. Belief and obedience belong together. Also, this example we have especially with Abraham. He believed and he obeyed. If one reads James 2, then one knows exactly that the works which belong to the faith are not just something which we or you and I can do. The works of faith are to do what the Lord commanded us. And to this the Lord gives his blessing. When God gave the promise, in thee shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed, Abraham believed it. When the Lord God gave the promise, next year, around this time, your wife Sarah will have a son, Abraham believed it. But Abraham also believed when the Lord commanded him in Genesis 22, take thy only son whom thou lovest, and sacrifice him unto me on the mount which I will show thee. And Abraham, without wavering, without one discussion, nothing, just he told the servants, we are going now on our way. And when they were very close to the destination, Abraham said to the servants, remain here, my son and I, we will go to worship, and then we will return. Faith and obedience belong together from the very beginning. And brothers and sisters, I dare to say that no one among us remains in unbelief, that no one among us remains in disobedience, but that in all of us the desire was laid from God into us to believe and to do in obedience what God requires from us. This we heard already in the word of introduction. To work obedience of faith among all nations. Not only believing, but believing and obeying. To work obedience of faith among all nations. And this is our condition and situation today. We are not better than all the others. We are just people, and we will remain people until the end. But our hearts are joined with God. We just have a deep desire, a longing to please God, to be ready when the trumpet shall sound, and when the voice of the archangel sounds, and when the Lord returns to take his own home. So, this word, for some who have put their trust in him, he is the rock of salvation on which we are grounded. And for the others, he is a rock of offense, a stumbling block. And here the most important was said, they stumble at the word, being disobedient. The word. The word penetrates. The word is like a two-edged sword. Also the word of promise for our time. How many are stumbling at the word which God said, "Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes." They stumble at it. They can do nothing with it at all. They stumble. They're falling down. They cannot. And about this, what others are stumbling over and are falling and are put to shame, thereby we stand upon it. There we build upon it. This is the vast difference. That's how it was in the days at the first coming of the Lord. John was a promised prophet. And this, brothers and sisters, we have to say it time and again. We are not playing religion here. We are gathered in the presence of God. We are hearing the last message. We are called out. We are brought back to the faith and obedience of the Father. To be ready at the return of the Lord. Not to be put to shame at the return. But to have been waiting for it with a right, because that's how it is written in Hebrews 9, the last verse. For the second time he comes for them who are waiting for him. For them who are waiting for him. Are you waiting as a bride is waiting for her bridegroom, who received a promise? The engagement took place. The promise was given. The marriage will take place. And that's how we as the bride are compared, who are going out to meet the bridegroom and who can crying out with all our hearts, "Come soon, Lord Jesus." Let us summarize. There are still two scriptures, both from Philippians, where the Apostle Paul has spoken about what he has had to say to the church, what he told the church. Especially here in Philippians, that what God laid upon his heart, that he shared with the church. Here in Philippians, chapter 1, Philippians 1, we have that what Paul said at that time. I read it. Philippians 1, verse 6. Philippians 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. How many times we referred to this precious word? He who started, he will also finish. He started his creation work and he finished his creation work. He started the work of redemption and he will finish the work of redemption in all them who believe. Who believe with all their hearts and who receive and accept until the day of Jesus Christ, our Lord. A songwriter sings, "What a day, what a glorious day that will be when the Lord returns to take his own home, the first fruit who were chosen before the foundation of the world, who are the elect." And I write it. He who doesn't accept and receive the divine predestination must deal with the predestination which is for the unbelievers. The elect, they receive the predestination and they don't stumble over it. They receive, they accept it, and all who stumble at the word which God had given to us, they are ordained, they are appointed. Whoever questions God's word, he cannot give revelation to such a man. It's impossible. God can only speak to us if we are ready to hear, if we are ready to receive what he has given to us by his grace. And in connection with this, the two verses still. Also, Philippians 1, verse 9 and 10. And this I pray, not only the preaching, also the prayer. Let us be honest. We are carrying one another in our prayers. We pray for one another. We are not only preaching, we pray that all who hear the word, that they believe it, that they get it revealed, and that they are prepared. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Unblameable. Let us say all amen to it. By grace, this will be fulfilled in all them who believe now God, who believe God now. You couldn't change anything on your faith. And we can really say it by faith. We are saying thanks to God in all things, in every situation, whether we understand it or whether we don't understand it. We say thanks to God in every situation because he has given us the promise to be with us all the days until the end of the world. I'm very happy for all them who are already older. I'm happy for the day when we all get young again, when we all are young again. And at the return of the Lord, it will take place. But let us say it, brothers and sisters, let us say it once again. The grace which God has given to us, also what Brother Branham preached, that we really place it in the Word, that we don't make a new religion, not a new message outside the word, but that we recognize that we have been brought back to that what God had to say to us through his word. And if I make the remark here today, if, for instance, if we hear a sermon, if we read a sermon which Brother Branham preached before the opening of the seals, then it can happen that there was not yet revelation expressed, but just a hope what would take place. December 1962. And if one then reads and listens what Brother Branham preached in March 63, when the seals really were revealed, what he said, then the heart is rejoicing and jubilating. Then one has the answer from God. And one doesn't have to worry about that, what he said before. And he goes to August 64, he can just rejoice and jubilate how wonderful God has laid everything. Also in the Holy Scripture, brothers and sisters, one can say 100 times, the Lord said in Matthew 28, so and so. He who doesn't go with this to Acts 2, to Acts 8, to chapter 10, to chapter 19, he can say 100 times, here it's written, here it's written. One just has to see how the Spirit of God has placed and led everything in a wonderful order. And all who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons and daughters of God. Let us summarize it. God pardoned us. He really pardoned us to receive the promise and to get it revealed that before the terrible day of the Lord comes, that he would send a message, a messenger. And this he did. For what? For what? To turn our hearts, not our heads, to turn our hearts back to God and to prepare a people for the Lord. This is the purpose of the divine message. And all who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, they will believe the word of God and they will get it revealed because by the Holy Spirit they are led into all the truth. And so we recognize also in this time that it's not only about a ministry in a local church, but as Paul had it, a ministry which includes the whole church worldwide, where all are included. And so we just wish, on this day, we wish all over the earth, beginning from New Zealand, where every day starts as the first, where the sun goes up every day the first time, and all where the sun goes down, that we all found grace in the sight of God, who received their predestination, who received their election, who found peace with God, who have heard the word, who understood it, and we who were called, as our Lord said, a pupil who was learned in the kingdom of heaven. He receives the old and new, and he passes on these things in harmony. And all this we did throughout all these years by grace. Not a education which makes one puffed up. No, sitting at the feet of our Lord, receiving the insight into all the plan of salvation of our God. He who started, he will also finish. And once again, as said last night, maybe overemphasized, when you see all this happening, taking place, then lift up your heads For you know that your redemption is drawing near. Our Lord comes soon. And as a songwriter sings, perhaps he comes in this year. I don't know it. When it doesn't come this year, then we plan in the next year an Israel trip. We will not set any year, we will not set any date, but we will be ready on our inside. We will be prepared that when the trumpet sounds, that we will hear and we will be taken from this earth. We will experience the translation and the rapture by His grace. How many believe that we are part of it? Amen. Amen. Without any doubt. This I will say every time. He who believes God now, and he who doesn't stumble at the word which He has given to us, he is edified. All who stumble at the word, it's always about the word of the hour, about the promise which God had given. And the children of promise, they believe the word of promise. General faith, all have. As we read yesterday, they read from John 17, they read from Ephesians 4, they read, not only reading, becoming a part of what God prepared for us. Please remember the word, because you are precious in my sight. Because you are precious in my sight. The precious and holy blood of the Lamb of God was shed for all precious souls who receive by faith and who are prepared to meet the Lord when He returns. Precious in His sight, valuable, valuable in His eyes. Let us say it once again. For this world, we have no value at all. Forget it. With the Lord, we are precious, valuable in Thy sight. And therefore, the precious blood of the Lamb was shed for us. And we, who we received the redemption by faith, we are ready to serve the Lord in obedience, following Him, walking the way with the Lord until the end. And as God will receive Israel in the promised land, so sure the Lord will receive the New Testament church in the land of promise. He has given the promise, I go to prepare a place for you, and I come again to receive you unto myself. And this will become a divine reality. To Him, the Almighty God, be the praise and the glory throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up. And today, we will pray for everyone. If our sisters have a song, they can sing it. We will prepare our hearts for it, and we will pray for all to have a new experience with the Lord. Can we sing the chorus? I pray for a new experience with you.
Maranatha war das Kennwort in der ersten Christenheit, wo die Hoffnung seines Kommens aller Herzen hat erfreut. Welche Aussicht Braut des Lammes, ewig ihm zum Eigentum. Maranatha, selge Hoffnung, komme bald, Herr Jesu, komm. Maranatha, sei auch heute Losungswort im Christentum. Lass die Herzen höher schlagen, aller dies sein Eigentum. Welche Aussicht Braut des Lammes, ewig ihm zum Eigentum. Maranatha, selge Hoffnung, komme bald, Herr Jesu, komm. Maranatha, er ist nahe, Endeszeichen sehen wir schon. Lasset wartend uns bereit sein für den Platz auf seinem Thron. Welche Aussicht Braut des Lammes, ewig ihm zum Eigentum. Maranatha, selge Hoffnung, komme bald, Herr Jesu, komm. Welche Aussicht Braut des Lammes, ewig ihm zum Eigentum. Maranatha, selge Hoffnung, komme bald, Herr Jesu, komm.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Today, we will pray for everyone who has a special request. And we will trust and believe the Lord that He answers prayers. As we said yesterday already, always when someone came to the Lord, no one was sent away. Also the men who opened the roof and who let down the sick one before the Lord, it's written, when he saw their faith, he said, he spoke to the sick. Just the faith which takes God at His word, the faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. By His stripes we were healed. By His blood we are redeemed. Full deliverance God has given to us. May all be led by God. May all receive by faith what He prepared already for us. While we are having our heads bowed and while we remain in prayer, let me ask whether there are special prayer requests. Yes, all over there are special prayer requests which we will bring to the Lord together. Great God, You are present. You have spoken to us. All of us, we are precious in thy sight. So precious, so valuable, that you shed your precious and holy blood for us. To make out of children of men, children of God. To take us out from unbelief, into belief, out from disobedience, into obedience. Dear Lord, we not only heard the divine message to work obedience of faith among all nations. In this message is contained the salvation of the soul, the healing of the body, and the deliverance, a full salvation you have given to us by grace. And also, we are not looking to the visible things, but we are looking to you, the invisible, who you are present and who you are confirming thy word. Beloved Lord, I believe that all who are gathered here, that all who are joined with you, all who are connected online, whether they will hear now or whether they will hear afterward, getting the DVDs, that you will complete your work in our days. May it please you to bless this year in a special way. Make a year of jubilee out of it. Give liberty, give healing and redemption, and everything that goes with it. Give revelation. Yes, Lord, beloved Lord, you started and you will finish. Bless together with us in all people's tongues and nations. And I thank you that the last message will accomplish for what you have sent it for. No word of yours will return void to you, but it will bring forth fully fruit. And the hearts of your people, they are joined with you now. And to you is presented a precious people unto the glorious day of thy return. And we are counting with it in our time. To you, the Almighty God, I thank you for this meeting, for your word, for your speaking, for your working. Together we thank you for the power of your blood, of your word, and of your Holy Spirit. Work in us and give us all beyond our understanding. And beyond our understanding. Bless all brothers who are translating into other languages, whether they are here today or whether they are in other countries. Be with all who are part of it to pass on the word of the hour and to give out the spiritual food. Precious Lord, this is the day which you have made, and we may be glad and rejoice in it. We may take the harps of the willows. We are not sitting any longer at the rivers of Babylon, but we have returned to Zion, to the city of the living God. Hallelujah. Halleluja. Halleluja. Praise, honor and glory. Praise, honor and glory. Be unto you the only true God in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. We would like to give you greetings and please remember me in your prayers. God willing, once again it goes to the Far East in February. In 1 week, please pray that God gives grace. As I said in India, at every meeting, it could be my last time. Just including all countries, in particular there where I was not yet, or where I was just a couple of times, that we really reach everyone. This time it goes to the Philippines. Remember me in your prayers. All the trouble, the time difference, but just looking up to God, we want to really redeem the time, for it's a serious time. So we wish especially our brothers from all of Africa, from everywhere, from Prague, from Slovakia, from Italy, from Romania, from France, Austria, Switzerland. We just wish you God's richest blessing. May the Lord really bless all. And this time, in particular in Italy, may He bless all brothers. And I thank the Lord for all the brothers who understand everything in the right way. And I'm sorrowful about them who misunderstand things. May the Lord give it to all of us, that we really understand all things the right way, that we place it rightly, and to Him, giving Him, the Almighty God, the glory for it. To Him be the thanks, also for today. Take greetings with you, and once again we greet all of you, also on this continent, from Finland to Palermo, and wherever, from Romania up to the ends of the earth. We are joined with the Lord and joined with one another. To Him be the glory. We are inviting for the next time again. I am well known what kind of trouble you have. But please, let us come together as long as time gives us still opportunity. Are you happy in the Lord? Do we have Brother Yuri Kebernik in our midst? Is he here? He can also come to the front, giving thanks to the Lord. And then Brother Miro, we will also ask that he thanks with us. Brother Kebernik, please come, thank the Lord, and Brother Miro also comes. We stand up for it. Today you will thank in the Russian language.
Слава тебе, наш Господь.
Thank you.
Истинный Бог. Ты наш царь. Ты наш спаситель. Мы благодарим тебя за то, что мы так дорого у тебя. Что ты нас искупил кровью
своей.
Если ты раньше для своего народа отдавал,
für dein Volk dein Blut gegeben.
Ja, то сегодня ты через свою святую кровь искупил нас. Я благодарю тебя, Господи.
Dafür danken wir dir.
Благослови все народы, Господи, чтобы многие еще услышали Твой последний призыв, Господи. В это последнее время Ты даровал нам эту благодать, это познать, это откровение, Господи. Кто мы такие, кто я такой, Господи? Мы никто были, а Ты нас нашел, Господи. Ты нас помиловал, открыл свою правду, Господи. Что Ты один, единый Господь и Бог наш. Ты открылся нас в Иисусе Христе, нашем Спасителе, Господи. Благослови все народы, благослови русскоговорящие народы, Господи, особенно, Господь. Ты всех возлюбил. Поэтому благослови нас всех, Господи. Я благодарю Тебя за это слово сегодня, Господи. За вчерашнее слово, Господь, за эти откровения, Господи. О, Ты даровал нам много, Господи, я благодарю Тебя. Благослови нас и впоследствии, Господи. Благослови брата Франка и Твое дело, Господи. О, я благодарю Тебя за все нужды. Мы просим Тебя также, Господи. Ты вчера и сегодня вовеки тот же, Господи. Благослови нас. Благодарность Тебе за все. Во имя Иисуса Христа. Аминь.
Аминь. Аминь. Jesus Christ.
Thank the Lord.
Милосердный Пане Боже. Твоє слово є навеки правда.
Ja, dein Wort ist die Wahrheit, Herr unser Gott.
Твоє слово си днешнього дня потвердив в нашем среде.
Du hast in unserer Mitte gesprochen.
Ти си говорив ку нам.
Du hast zu uns gesprochen.
Ти си ку нам особливо говорив, мой Пане, мой Боже.
Wir danken dir dafür.
Бо тебе здана всетка хвала, честь та
кланяння. Für alles sagen wir dir Dank und geben dir die Ehre.
За твоє діло в тому часі.
Für das, was du jetzt tust.
Мой Пане, же твою руку вистрету
жена. Für dein Werk, dein Arm ist ausgestreckt.
Не може ніч заставити.
Wir können nichts widerstehen.
Мой Пане, мой Боже,
wir nehmen alles an.
Здавати всетка хвала і честь.
Für alles sagen wir dir Dank und geben dir die Ehre.
Мой Пане, за те, що ти уполне особисто з нами говориш.
Möge es jedem Einzelnen zuteil werden.
Мой Пане, мой Боже, будь ти тен єднаючи в наших родинах.
Wir danken dir für unsere Familien.
В наших зборах, деколек
sind. In unseren Gemeinden.
Мой Пане, даруй на ново єдноту духа.
O, gib uns Einheit im Geiste.
Мой Пане, так аби то твоє діло могло бути славне до
damit dein Werk vollendet werden kann.
Мой Пане, мой Боже, потом тужи наше серце.
О, Gott, nimm unsere Herzen hin.
Тому окрок ближче си нас привідав і днешнього дня.
Dass wir vorbereitet werden für deinen Tag.
Ти си своє поволання.
Du hast uns gerufen.
І днешній день потвердив.
Und du hast, hast es bestätigt.
Ти си сказав свого служебника, ку нам говорив.
Wie uns gesagt wurde.
Будь тебе за то вздана всетка хвала, честь та кланяння.
Für alles sagen wir dir Dank und geben dir Ehre.
Хвала і честь тому дорогому святому мене.
Dank sei dir in deinem heiligen Namen.
Halleluja. Amen.
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 We'll give the glory only to Jesus. Thou art
Oh,
The grace of the Lord be with you all. Remember me in your prayers. Let us love one another in the divine love, in sincerity, and to be ready at the return of the Lord. Each one is shaking hands with each one, wishing one another God's blessing. We sing our chorus.
Hallelujah.
To our beloved brother Erwin Pacheco, we give you greetings. He will travel to Venezuela in February, and then, God willing, he will travel together with me to Lima, Peru. May God bless you. May God bless all the translators. May be with all of us. Amen. The grace of the Lord be with you once again.